So okay, so yeah, I'm Jack Gower, and I'm stood at Tump 53. So I'm going to tell you my first memory of coming to Thamesmead and my story about Tump 53. So I, at the time, worked for a small charity that were looking to come into Tump 53 and start up an education program. And so I came here with a few colleagues who were all dressed up and like shirts and smart shoes and things. And we came in and just looked at where we're stood now, looking down across the pond and like over to the brick wall, and could just see this really wild space inside the woodland. And it was really important to me that I saw inside it, whereas the other guys I was with weren't so keen. So I did, I started to go through and just try and walk a circular route around the edge and follow the brick wall. And at the time, I think the site hadn't been, like people hadn't really been in for maybe 6 months to a year, maybe a bit more. And there was bramble and stinger nettles just above waist height, solidly the whole way around, in a few places a bit higher. But I was keen to see it, so I just started sort of exploring and trying to step over it all. And I just kept on getting to certain points and wondering if it was time to turn back, simply because I was just being stung so much and like the brambles scratching me. And I don't know if you've been in there, this brick wall is a complete circle, and it is like part of the beauty of the Tump 53 is that you feel like you're in this wild, huge open space, even though in reality it's quite small. And so I was following the brick wall round just with no idea if I'd gone maybe a quarter of the way, halfway. And I kept on going through, and I got to a point where it did become too much. I was it became impassable. And so I had to climb over the brick wall, which is just across the water from where we are now. And I've just got this very vivid memory of trying to like run up, but without being stung more, grab the top. And I just hoiked myself over and just remember seeing this water in the canal straight away. Luckily there's a towpath, but so I climbed onto the wall and just walked along the wall for a small section, jumped down and then managed to get my way out. But that's my standout memory. That was the first time I came into Thamesmead, and I, like a lot of people when they come to this site for the first time, it is a complete sort of green oasis as you turn the corner off of Water Lily Walk.
And Jack, why is there a circular brick wall in the middle of Thamesmead?
Yeah, so the brick wall is part of what someone who's into their military history would call a magazine. And there were lots of these across what at the time was Woolwich Arsenal. So before Thamesmead was even in existence. And the brick wall is there. I think it serves a few purposes. It was probably there as a slight defence, although the whole area would have been sort of military land anyway. I think the main purpose is as a blast wall. So in the meadow area, where we've now just got some benches, there would have been a small lean-to sort of shed, which was filled with cordite, which is a type of propellant. And so the idea is if that had for any reason exploded, all of that blast would be directed upwards rather than spreading to the next tump and the next one and sort of setting off a chain reaction. And as well, when you walk around, you notice the earth mounds that are like two big sausages curved around the edge of the site. And those as well, I believe, serve to sort of direct any explosion upwards. And that's where I think the word tump has come from as well. So tump is a geographical name for the mound of earth, any mound of earth. And that can be my only sort of thought as to why we call them tumps, but they're all over Thamesmead, and there's two or three like this one where you've got a complete brick wall around the edge, and then others like Buttswood where you just have the remnants of a wall, and you can still see some of the sort of tumps and earthworks as well. It's a nice, much nicer walk around today than it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and yeah, the use of the site has changed a lot as well now. So rather than just having the site overgrown, we've got thousands of children now coming here every year to learn about plants, wildlife, nature.
Great. So, thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.